Hello, and welcome to Fuzzing, or How I Generated a Million New Emulated Test Cases in an Afternoon. My name is Thomas Hart, and this is FOSDEM 2022. So, a quick introduction to emulation in the sense that I am using it for this presentation. Emulation is the act of picking some other computer system, different from the one you're writing code for, and finding a way to make that computer system software run on your system. Typically, that involves at least one code stream that you need to interpret or translate. For example, the other machine has, say, an ARM CPU, and the one you're writing code for has an x86 CPU, so you need to solve the problem of how do I run ARM code on x86. And your emulator will also require, you know, a good software model of anything else that was in the system besides the processor or processors, video output, audio output, external buses, you get it, the whole lot. So emulation is atypical in that, unlike most other pieces of software you might write for a bit of fun, the specifications were set in stone, possibly a very long time ago, and they are the same specifications that are applied by everybody else who writes an emulator of the same platform. So we're in a world where there are a bunch of people independently trying to write software that matches the same specification. The outcome of that has been a propagation of shared tests. For any sufficiently popular platform, there are usually a bevy of system tests which can be run either on the original hardware or in any piece of software that claims to emulate it, and will test a wide range of parts of the system and give you usually just a thumbs up or thumbs down. So the disadvantages of those, obviously, they're the system tests, so they're helpful only relatively late in the day. You pretty much have to have your whole emulator constructed before they're all that informative. So an example of such a system test is Zexal, which is the common shortened name for the Z80 instruction exerciser. As I've written at the top there, it's from quote-unquote antiquity, which in this case means the early to mid-90s, which in terms of popular emulator authorship is antiquity. And Zexal tests a Z80 processor in a CPM environment. So CPM is like the pre-MS-DOS operating system of small home computer choice. It has a basic hardware abstraction layer. That is the environment in which this test expects to run. And what the test does is it divides the Z80 instruction set into 67 different buckets, that is, assuming I can count, fingers crossed. One such is, as on